Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Attention, collectors of vinyl. Have you ever gone into a record store and felt overwhelmed by all the unfamiliar options? Are you frustrated by the constantly increasing prices of classic rock staples? Do you avoid streaming music or long for the days when music was recommended to you by a friend instead of an algorithm? If the answer to any of these questions is yes, then check out I'd Buy That for a Dollar, a podcast about inexpensive, common, and underappreciated records that are waiting to be rediscovered. Each week, hosts Sean, Jeremy, and Peter discuss an album and the artist's history. Previous episodes include selections by The Isley Brothers, The Carpenters, The Doobie Brothers, and Donna Summer, among others. Become a bargain bin pro and impress all your friends with cool music trivia. Listen to I'd Buy That for a Dollar wherever you get your podcasts. Hello, everyone. It is 3:56 Mountain Time on Tuesday, September 14th, and I'm Vish, and I have to do a thing that I don't like doing, and I've only done it once before on the show, but I need to commemorate someone we lost, someone who means a lot to me. Today we found out that comedian Norm MacDonald passed away at the age of 61. Apparently he was dealing with cancer for the last 10 years. Norm has a joke about battling cancer that I'm not going to use that phrase. So here's the thing. I have nothing. I just figured I should talk to someone, and I don't know who to talk to about this. So I'm going to talk to you, and I'm going to talk to myself. As I'm speaking to you, family members are on their way home. I just went to the school to pick up my kids, but then they all went off in different directions, and I think they'll be home any minute now. So we could be interrupted from whatever this is. And also, hilariously, I have bagels from Montreal that are on their way to Edmonton, and I think they're on their way now. Norm, who loved Montreal, might appreciate the hilarity and potentially being interrupted by a courier bringing me bagels. But let me just say this. This is a profound loss for me and people like me who love Norm, the funniest person ever, the greatest talk show guest ever. Thing about Norm is, like so many of us, I really fell in love with him in the 1990s when he started to appear on Saturday Night Live and eventually took over the Weekend Update news segment and was the funniest person on television at the time. And I met Norm once, and the year escapes me. It was probably 2010 or something like that. I don't have the poster for the show in front of me. Again, I'm just doing this off the cuff. But Norm did a show in Guelph. He did like a small run of shows in sort of smaller Ontario towns. And he did a show in Guelph, Ontario. And I was working for CBC Radio 3 at the time. And one of the promoters got it in their head. I think I must have reached out to say, hey, we'd love to do a promotion. I love Norm. And one of the promoters is like, how would you like to introduce Norm in Guelph? And I said, okay, They didn't know who I was, I don't think. I don't know why they asked me. So I got to go backstage, and I was late. The train was late, so from Toronto was late to Guelph, so I was at work all day. I rushed in. I went backstage, and I was looking. I was meeting people and asking about Norm, and I heard, you know, bathroom water sounds, and then Norm appeared in a suit. So he had been in the bathroom, and we, you know, we introduced each other, and then I went out on stage eventually, and I got to introduce Norm. You know, I'm not a comedian. I'm not a stand-up comedian. I didn't have any material. I just went out and introduced Norm, and I made a point of saying that for a certain generation of people who followed Norm, we all kind of started talking like him. You know what I'm saying? You kind of just, yeah, you know, you just started doing like a little cadence thing where you don't even realize, wasn't even the jokes. Like, the jokes were so great, but you just, he had a way of talking. It was like his own accent or something. And you just, his own way of speaking. And so I made a point of saying that and a bunch of other gushing things because I was, you know, had no business being on that stage introducing Norm MacDonald to a relatively small audience in Guelph. But he came out after, you know, a big ovation after I introduced him, and he came out, and I was leaving the stage, and I can hear Norm on stage, and he says, "Man, that Vish fucker really loves me." It's true. I do. Every day, I watch clips of Norm, clips I've seen. Some of them I've seen a billion times. Some of them I haven't seen before somehow. I don't know how that's possible, but new things start appearing on the internet, or people recontextualize old things. And I'm not even, it's not an exaggeration. Every single day I watch a Norm MacDonald clip. Over the years, I've covered Norm's work. I've reviewed his book. I've reviewed his shows. And you know, in the age of social media, when you do such things, you maybe will tag the subject of your critical analysis or the guest on your show. If you follow this show, you know I do that on Twitter. I tag the guest, and ideally, you know, they engage with those things or whatever. And I don't know why. What, I can't tell you what exactly it was I wrote, or how, because I wrote about Norm a lot, and he and I, he would interact with those posts, and he followed me on Twitter. All narcissism and vanity and whatever, I'm not trying to make a big deal that social media is weird, right? It's all kind of narcissistic and vapid, and there's vanity. There's also good stuff, but like the kind of like, pay attention to me. Like I'm not trying to go down this road, but I will say this. I don't think I'm particularly great at social media or whatever. I don't know how you measure that, but things don't go nuts. I'm not good at it on that level. And sometimes I feel low about everything. I mean, you've heard me on this show. I just feel low about what I do, but I keep doing it. And it's almost a compulsion, but I do get low, and I don't know why I do things. And I will say this, and I don't know what this means on any kind of psychological level, but the fact that one of the funniest guy I've ever encountered, the guy I most admire in the realm of comedy, it's like him and Letterman and Conan, and those are my guys, you know? But the fact that he interacted with my stuff about him and showed a lot of appreciation for it and followed me. Honestly, if I'm low, I would sometimes just be like, is Norm still following me? He is. Okay, I must be onto something. I must be okay. Why would Norm MacDonald? He's a genius. He doesn't need to. It's so dumb, right, on the one hand, but it meant a lot to me. He's always just meant a lot to me. And he's such a profoundly different kind of comedian, because he played dumb, but he was a genius. I think he was a savant. He seemed like one of those guys where if he did anything, he would be pretty good at it, but he also didn't care if he was good at it. And that led people to think he was some self-saboteur or something. But the timing, the rhythm, just the effortlessness, it seemed to be in the moment funny, and also tell some of the funniest stories I've ever heard anyone tell on late night talk shows, in his comedy, in his stand-up bits, on his own podcasts and shows. There's just no one funnier. I just feel so, I've been so connected to him for almost, it's got to be, what, 30 years? More than that. And he's in me. Like, I think if you hear this show, you can hear it sometimes. Just like use of, like, vocabulary sometimes. He would just say, you never hear tell of a boot? Hear tell. I just sometimes say things like that to my children or to people. I just start talking a little like Norm. Because he just seemed, as a being, funny. If you're funny, your being is funny. Sometimes it doesn't matter the material you have, the stories you have. It's your listening and your reaction time. He had it. He had it all. And very profound and thoughtful. I mean, he would get into debates with people. There's a tweet by Lori Kilmartin. I'm just going to read it. She is a stand-up and a former writer on Conan. Here's what she tweeted as I'm speaking to you about 3 hours ago. Norm MacDonald was a true goat, as a comic, as a talk show guest, a true original. He tweeted this to me as my dad was dying from cancer in 2014. I'm just an idiot, Lori, but I found when I embraced the pain as tightly as I could, it became love. I pray for you. I don't know if that resonates with you, but that's a very profound thing. When I embraced the pain, it became love. That's, to me, like a higher level. Again, I don't know. There might be people scoffing at this, but I think that's a higher level of thinking. He was always thinking on a high level, and when he was telling a story that seemed crass or whatever, there's always humanity to it. So I feel fucked. This is the funniest. I'm not the only one who feels this way. Everyone who loved Norm is distraught. And destroyed. I guarantee it. We don't know these people very well. I mean, Norm and I corresponded on Twitter with DMs. And I guess the last time we corresponded or I heard from him was in 2020. And he told me he was in Kelowna and was asking me about Edmonton. Maybe he was thinking of moving. I don't know. Maybe he was just making conversation. Norm, okay, sorry. In the context of this stupid... sorry, I'm very low, and I don't mean to sound negative. In the context of this show, Norm was someone I always wanted on the show. I think there's people who follow Norm and follow me on Twitter that could sense that there was maybe... Norm would publicly say, oh, yes, I'll be on your show. But as people like David Spade have famously recounted, you know, it's hard to pin Norm down to a commitment of any kind. So yeah, Norm would flat out be like, yes, I'm in. What time? And I'd say, what about this day and this time? He'd be like, yeah, that time doesn't work. How about this time? And then we figure it out. And then I'd follow up and gone. So that's how close it came to me having my hero on the show. But nevertheless, we would correspond about different things. And on December 19th, 2018, I write to Norm, just interviewed Steve Albini and talking about his World Series of Poker win this year. We both marveled at you. And he said he has a new appreciation for your comedy after watching you host a poker event. So Norm writes me back a few days later. Happy New Year, Vish, to you and your wonderful family. And please thank Steve Albini for the kind words. Stud is the only poker game I'm an expert in, and I very much enjoyed his play. Lisandro is one of the best mixed game players there is, so he's never going to be the best at one game as there are so many specialists nowadays. Still, to get all the way to heads up and have to face Lisandro has to be mentally tough. But Albini used his recreational image to make a lot of daring moves and prevailed with some well-timed come bets. Thoroughly enjoyable. I don't understand a lot of this terminology. As if you've heard me talk with Steve about poker, I don't know a lot about poker. But I sent that to Steve, and he was over the moon. So, sorry, I'm on a ramble. All this to say, there are numerous ways I feel... I just don't feel good knowing he's gone. That's... the world... You know how, like, when someone goes, you say the world is... It's a sadder place? Norm changed comedy. He was the greatest comedian I've ever encountered. The world, to me... literally feels sadder. Like, it feels sadder that this very funny guy who made people laugh is gone. So, again, nothing profound here. I guess it's just some morning stuff I had to do. And I thought I would share it with some of you because I know I'm not alone here. Last time I did something like this, I was really hesitant to do it, but it seemed to help people to have someone share their pain and their loss. So I'm doing it again. I recommend you follow or just look up Norm on YouTube. There's so much stuff. I don't know that he really loved the fact that there was all of his stuff from every point in his career. There's the I'm Not Norm channel, which I enjoy. I watch it every day, something. They do compilations and all sorts of stuff of thematic compilations. Don Giller's collection of Norm on Letterman should be in some sort of institute, historical institute. That should be captured for all time because he's got every time Norm was ever on all of Letterman shows. And those two together and Conan and Norm together, nothing like it. Nothing funnier. I'll watch it forever. And yeah, it's one of those things. I feel lucky as a fan that I found a hero like Norm. Among my heroes, he's definitely the one that's in my voice, I think, sometimes. I'm not anything like him, but I also know that it's there. It's formative influence. And so he's there. And I don't know what to say. Anyway, watch his stuff. Go watch his stuff. Go watch his Netflix shows. He had a good talk show. He had a good stand-up special in recent years, and all the while I've been battling cancer, and no one knew. I mean, what does that say about the guy? I think there's a lot of dignity in that. He didn't want people to pity him. He didn't want people to think of that when they thought of his comedy. He thought comedy was comedy, a pure thing, pure expression. And it got him in trouble. I know there are people that think he said or did weird, problematic things or what have you, and he would apologize when he felt the need. But he also viewed comedy as unimpeachable in so many ways, I think. He was a rebel. The fact that he was even on Saturday Night Live, on TV, I mean, I think those of us who love him rallied around that. This shouldn't be happening. This guy is so odd. He's saying such ridiculous, occasionally super harsh things. But we got behind him, and we loved him. And no one could make us laugh like Norm. So to all the Norm Macdonald fans out there, I'm with you. I don't know. I feel horrible. It's weird. When you don't know someone, but you know them, when you've connected with them in some way, as a fan, as someone who, I don't know. I just love him. I love Norm. And I don't know. It's going to be hard to watch every day. I haven't watched him today. I usually watch something every day. Sometimes just when I'm killing time. Sometimes it's when I'm waiting for something on this podcast to render or edit, you know, like a mix. I'll be like, you know what? I got a minute to kill. I'm watching some Norm. So I haven't done that yet today. I don't know what's going to happen when I do. But it's been a hard, hard day. And I just wanted to share that with someone. So thank you for listening to this. I'm sorry if it was, maybe it helped. I don't know. But thank you. And Norm Macdonald, we love you forever. And thank you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.